We wanted to talk to you about a couple of issues that our listeners are really concerned about. So if we could just start off by talking about the landfill. And maybe you could explain to us why the dump isn't open for residents to take their own load there.
Okay, so we had, in one day, we had 1,600 cars show up before 2 in the afternoon. And I was getting phone calls, and our staff were getting phone calls about concerns from the people working at the landfill about the lack of social distancing and the challenges they were having with proper social distancing. And they were really, really concerned. And so we looked at a number of different options. So that's a significant number of cars, long lineups. And it was an important activity. Everybody felt, oh, this is the opportunity to all go to the dump, you know, clean our garages and basements and what have you. It's not. To be consistent with the messaging that I've given, that Dr. Sutcliffe has given in the province, you know, we're asking people to stay home only for essential trips. So the solution was to improve and increase the amount of garbage collection that we're doing at the curbside, and save people from making that trip.
That being said, that was a few weeks ago. Do you think that people now are more accustomed to social distancing and physical distancing? You know, people are used to lines on the floors now of stores and that. If I'm waiting in my car, I'm physically distancing away from anyone anyway.
And you know, I thought the rules were really clear and physical distancing was pretty clear at the time. When we were kind of reaching these peaks of number of people coming to the landfill. Just even yesterday, I was reading a newspaper article about other communities that have not closed their landfills and the challenges they're having and the concerns they're having with physical distancing there.
Yeah, it's not consistent across the province. I believe North Bay's landfill is open, but I'm from London, and in my hometown, the landfills are all closed there. So it's just up to the municipalities and how they interpret or how they feel their city is coping with social distancing in a situation like the landfill.
So if you brought a significant load of garbage, of waste products to the landfill previously, you'd have to pay the city. There'd be a tipping fee that you'd have to pay if you really loaded it up. And you're saving the gas and you're saving the tipping fee. We've increased our crews that are picking up curbside. So, I think we've made the right decision, and we're going to continue following the direction from the province. I feel that we've been successful in Sudbury in following that direction.
Another point of contention are the boat launches that were recently announced as being closed. And I know there's still ice on some of the lakes, but you have Premier Doug Ford who says fishing's going to go on as scheduled. But if Sudbury has closed all the municipal boat launches, can you speak to that?
I read that article from that interview, and he said fishing season won't be put off, but he was asking people to fish from the shore.
Okay. All right.
Yes, we've made the call because, we have over 300 lakes in our community. It is a significant element being in Northern Ontario here. But the province has taken the initiative for privately owned and operated marinas and boat launches across the province. And they've sent letters out to all of the marinas and launch operators. Obviously, we've got 11 boat launches that I'm aware of, and a number of unofficial launch sites in that. And so, that is consistent with us following the direction from the province of non-essential businesses and non-essential operations, and as well as the closure of outdoor amenities such as sports fields, playgrounds. It's covered under that part of the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act.
How do you think we're doing as a city in terms of social distancing, in terms of following the rules? How's your city doing, Mayor Bigger?
Well, as you said, I do have a sense that people, you know, clearly understand what it's all about, and they're doing their very best. And I track our 311 calls in to the city, my bellwether is the number of complaints about either businesses that people feel need to be investigated or in enforcement of gatherings. And I can say even our COVID-related calls, questions about municipal services, the calls have decreased significantly over the last week and a half or so. And so I believe people have gotten the message. There's been so much media out there, and I believe that the majority of Sudbureans understand that everyone is affected by everyone in the province and how we're following the rules.
So something that Chris and I have been asking people that we interview is what your home office looks like. Where are you? Yesterday, Jamie West told us he's relegated to the furnace room at his house. So hopefully you have a little bit better digs than that. But how's the home office and the harmony in the house with working from home?
Well, at home, it's my wife and I, and my wife is at work. She works at HSN, and so she's at work right now. And I've got the kitchen table. I've taken over our kitchen table, and so I've got easy access to the coffee machine and windows and trees to look at our backyard. So
yeah. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Is there a chance that council would reevaluate either the, you know, tipping fee holiday would be coming up, and I think I read that you guys have postponed
it
a little bit, or the boat launch thing. Is there a chance that you guys as council will like keep an ear to the ground on this?
My ears, all of council's ears and many citizens' ears are to the ground on to all of the direction that the province is giving. And I can tell you that everything's on the table. We're following the directions of the province. And as I said, I think we're doing a good job of that as citizens in our city. And so if there was a change in a lightening up in the rules by the province, then I'm quite sure that we would take a very serious look at it. At this point in time, though, we're just simply following that direction, and that's the best thing everybody can do at this point in time.
Mayor Bigger, thank you so much for taking time for us today. Enjoy your home office.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you again for, we appreciate your updates. And it's important for us to have you on the air. So thank you so much for that.
Okay. So thank you, Chris and Mel. And I just want to say this weekend is going to be one of our, nicer weekends here. And I just want, to remind people again, please, stay safe, stay home. Or close to home and practice your physical distancing. But I'm looking forward to the weekend. Thank you for taking care of everybody else in your own community.